are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Getting paid is tough work for large businesses as well as small ones. But for a small or medium-sized business, collecting what's owed you not only affects your income and profit, it can also determine if you stay in business at all. Fortunately, there are a number of immediate, practical things you can do to prevent collection problems from happening in the first place, and then, since you're probably not on an all-cash basis, making sure that you collect as much as possible of what's owed to you, as soon as possible, at the least possible cost, without losing the important customers you want to keep, and with little or no stress. Some of what you need to know is semi-technical, and it's fairly easy to learn and use. The tougher part is the psychological aspect. Here's an example. The single biggest reason why any business has collection problems is the fear of loss. The fear that if you really told your customers, new or established, how you wanted to be paid, some of them would be offended, wouldn't like it, and would threaten to take their business elsewhere. And that's pretty serious. One result of this fear is that most businesses do not have a clear written payment policy, and if they do, they don't communicate it up front, before doing business, or do it with thoroughness or enthusiasm. Every business has a policy for doing business and for getting paid for their product or service. You've heard that nature abhors a vacuum. It's true. If you don't spell out the payment policy, guess who's going to do it for you? That's right, your customers, who may already be doing business with you the way they want. The paradox is that if you spell out your payment policy very clearly and mean it, sure, you'll lose some customers, but aren't they the ones you wish would take their business elsewhere? The philosophy that works best is this. You will win more by being willing to lose a few. By having a clear policy on payment, you will actually build your business. Isn't it true that people like to know up front, prior to doing business, what the rules are? And if you are wishy-washy about this, don't be surprised if your current and prospective customers play with your money. This doesn't mean that you can't cut some people some slack occasionally. It's a lot easier to make an exception from your payment policy if you have a policy to make an exception from. Otherwise, you're just making it up as you go along, arbitrarily. And the word gets around that you can be rolled over easily. So, the starting point in collections is to prevent the problem with a written policy provided to all customers and discussed with them, particularly the parts of your payment policy that in the past customers have given you a hard time about or is different with your business compared to some competitors. In fact, if a customer says X company down the street gives me these terms, why don't you? A good response is this. I'm sure that works well for them, and they have their reasons for it. But here's how we do it. We find this works best for our customers. Then you shut up. I cannot tell you what should be in your policy because it's none of my business to whom you give your products or services away, or give a break to, or under what conditions. What I can tell you is that you must have a policy and discuss it thoroughly with all customers. Some businesses say that this will take too much time. My answer is that if you don't take time to discuss your business and payment policy before you do business, you will spend the time afterward, and it will be a lot more time, and your bargaining position will be weakened because you've already given away your product or service. Now let's move on to dealing with the few accounts that do slip through. A few quick tips. First, if you do work bill...
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.